Operation Red Dragon will test how well members of the 415th Chemical Brigade and local hospital staffs work together to decontaminate victims. Nearly 200 members of the brigade will participate in the mock exercise. Most will be covered in a lightly glowing ooze to better create the effect of being a chemical attack victim. Organizers say while hospitals have done decontamination exercises with up to 30 patients at a time, they'll aim to do 5 times that number in these latest drills. Tracy Buckman is a safety director of University of Wisconsin Hospital and Clinics in Madison. She says the exercise will use her facility's decontamination room. She says the scenarios consider the use of weapons of mass destruction.
Nuclear, chemical, biological, radioactive, any of those types of events. From time to time, there's accidents in a manufacturing facility which would bring us victims who would have chemical exposure, burns, or explosion-type injuries. So we have actually used this room a few times, and this will just give us more of an idea of what its limits are on more of a large-scale event.
Operation Red Dragon will be carried out in cities including Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Madison through Saturday. Organizers are trying to get the word out about the drills, so locals aren't worried when they see military vehicles, patients covered with glowing slime, and people in biohazard suits at their hospital. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.